Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery Certified Instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Vegetation fire burns 500 acres in rural San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District holding Job Fair Expo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Down with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A vegetation fire broke out in rural San Luis Obispo County, east of Santa Margarita, near the county line, north of the Carrizo Plains. Crews responded to the fire at about 3 p.m., it quickly reached over 100 acres, growing at a moderate speed and threatening solar panels. The fire continued to grow past 300 acres at about 1 hour later, with temporary evacuation orders in effect. By 5 p.m., fire officials confirmed the blaze was at 20% containment, and it quickly rose to 60%. The last update given by CAL FIRE on their incidents page for the fire was 8 p.m. yesterday. The fire sits at 80% containment and 543 acres as of that time. All evacuation orders have been lifted as well. One structure has been damaged from the incident. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has scheduled a prescribed burn for today in cooperation with private landowners. The Rinconada burn will be held near Santa Margarita, weather and air quality conditions permitting. Efforts will target yellow star thistle, a highly invasive plant species that poses significant environmental, economic, and public safety concerns, according to CAL FIRE. About 4 engines and 2 hand crews will be assigned to the project. Smoke may be visible throughout the Santa Margarita area during the burn, including along Highway 58, Pozo Road, and potentially the 101. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District hosting Job Fair Expo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be holding a job fair expo on Monday, July 13th to connect applicants with a variety of impactful, classified support positions essential for the coming school year. The expo will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Positions include paraeducators, bus drivers, food service workers, playground supervisors, clerical staff, and other support positions in the 2026-27 school year. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn more about the available positions, ask questions, and receive assistance in the application process. Applicants are encouraged to bring a current resume to the expo and review current openings in advance to the school district's online portal. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is encouraging eligible residents to take advantage of the free chipping days offered by the San Luis Obispo Fire Safe Council in September. The program will help residents clean up their properties and create more defensible spaces to improve wildfire resilience. Reducing excess vegetation for around homes is an effective way for residents to help protect their property. Residents must be located within high fire hazard severity zones in Paso Robles, and they must register online in advance at chipperday.com/slowFSC. For more information, residents can contact Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services. Templeton Concerts will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Templeton Park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and dance music. Concerts are free to attend. Remember that no pets are allowed in the park, and food and drinks will be available for purchase from approved vendors only. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rockies beat the Dodgers 4-3, the Blue Jays over the Giants 9-3, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 4-1, the Rangers over the Angels 8-3, the Tigers beat the Athletics 6-2, the Rays over the Yankees 6-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will go against the Rockies, Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Athletics will face the Tigers, the Yankees will go against the Rays. In California news, a California doctor who intentionally drove his wife and two children off a cliff had his attempted murder charges dismissed on Monday. 45-year-old Dimesh Patel and his family miraculously survived the crash off a 300-foot cliff in San Mateo County in 2023. Patel's charges were dropped due to a ruling that he was experiencing paranoia and delusions in the weeks leading up to the night. He was diagnosed with major depressive disorders and suffered a mental health crisis. About 11,000 individuals have received letters from the California Department of Motor Vehicles informing them they need to retake their written driver's license tests. The notices say there were identified irregularities in the results of certain knowledge tests. Notified individuals need to retake the test within 30 days or risk losing their driver's licenses. A multi-agency operation led to the arrest of 13 men in California who were contacting children with the intent of engaging in illicit activities. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council are encouraging all federal grazing permittees to speak up before the July 13th deadline on proposed BLM grazing regulation changes. The group say the proposed rule includes several long-sought improvements for ranchers grazing livestock on America's federal lands. Among the changes is the new step-down land health assessment process that would identify what's actually causing resource concerns on an allotment rather than automatically reducing livestock grazing. Supporters say That would certainly help to ensure ranchers are no longer held responsible for impacts caused by recreation, wildlife, wildfire, or other land uses. Now, the proposal would also provide more flexibility by allowing an additional 21-day window for permit administration to better respond to changing range conditions. NCBA and PLC say that these type of changes represent meaningful improvements for federal grazing permittees. Again, the comment deadline closes midnight Eastern on July 13th. To submit your comments, find this story on our website. Livestock Producers Western Video Market's big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th, broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMCattle.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Go to PasoRobles.org.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California almond experts say they have a little more certainty when it comes to selling into one of their biggest overseas markets, Europe. The European Union has approved a new duty-free tariff rate quota for eligible U.S. almond exports as part of a new trade agreement. This means that qualifying shipments of U.S. almonds can enter the EU with a 0% tariff until the quota is filled. The regulations are expected to remain in effect until 2029. This follows months of uncertainty when the EU proposed a 25% retaliatory tariff on a range of U.S. products earlier this year in response to the broader U.S. trade actions. The Almond Board of California says the new agreement expands preferential market access for California almonds, helping maintain their competitiveness in Europe. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on Highway 1 between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay near Gallardi Road. CHP has a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 5:45 this morning. Units arrived at about 5:58. No further information is available at this time. Again, there is a traffic collision between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Mid-90s Friday, low 90s on Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, low 90s Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, and 97 a week from today. A heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County has been issued as warmer temperatures are expected this week. The advisory will be in effect until 8 p.m. on Friday. Currently, it is 54 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global stocks are sharply lower. Crude oil futures have pushed higher after President Trump said he thinks the memorandum of understanding aimed at ending the war with Iran is over. Oil company stocks are higher, Chevron up nearly 3%, but airlines are lower with anticipation of continued high fuel prices. United Airlines shares down 3%. The major stock average in Spain, the IBEX, is down 2.5% after President Trump said he wanted to cut off trade with Spain. Shares of Banco Santander, which has a large presence in the U.S., are down more than 4%. Apple and Broadcom shares are flat after Apple revealed plans to spend more than $30 billion with Broadcom in the next 5 years. The deal will prompt production of more chips made in the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready, and it is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
KPRL. I got no kick against the West Coast. Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, Karen will have on Sharon Kessler. She's state assembly candidate, discussing her views on women's sports and her opponent's Dawn Addis bill. And that has to do with the barring sex offenders from running for office, except for this and except for that. Dawn Addis was invited on the show, but nothing back. So, just for those of you who say, well, how come they're not on the show? Well, people are just saying no. And in some cases, they've been told no by officials not to come on. Probably more on that down the road. All right, let's see here. What do we have on the email? It is, Spaceport. Kevin, I read Karen's article about the mess at the Paso Robles Airport, and I know firsthand that it is worse than what is being reported. My question is, given the history of the bad decisions the city has made regarding the airport, going back to the Wyrick Agreement, and now the Lloyd's mess, why would anyone want to bring a spaceport to Paso Robles and trust this council? I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know about hardly anything about a spaceport and so forth, and the company and that, I'm assuming that they would be aware of the history. But if anybody knows close to it or not even close, or you don't want to tell, but you can just give it, be like one of those birds that comes down the hallway every once in a while, that would be fine. Chris, I want to go back. You had the story on the DMV, and these people have to retake the written test, right?
11,000, yes, in the state of California.
Okay, and is there anything specific on there?
No, the DMV just said there were identified irregularities in the results. I doubt the DMV is going to get that much more specific.
So, would irregularities, maybe people are cheating?
11,000 of them?
Well.
And they didn't get caught before?
I don't know how you would do that, but anyway, so I came across something, and a certain person, it's just a regular resident, nobody famous or anything like that. I'm just not. Anyway, so this guy, he gets the letter, and he calls the DMV to ask what the irregularities were on the test. And they, according to him, he said, "We don't really have an answer for you." Now, he's saying they didn't accuse me of cheating directly, but aren't they inferring that he cheated? So I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's another instance of the government not willing to come out and say, you know what, we did some really stupid things, and we're not going to account for it, but you're going to have to retake the test. So anyway, this is kind of weird. I mean, that's a lot of people. 11,000 people, and within 30 days, They have to retake it. Summertime is a perfect time for that because nobody's doing anything. it must be an appointment, no walk-ins, and they must show up with the letter. This is just a mess, the DMV. Jeez, what a, give, you know what?
That's why I reported on it. I was like, well, imagine that happening to you, because it's funny to imagine having it to someone else, but then imagine you in their shoes.
Me in their shoes?
Yeah. Get a letter in the mail. 30 days, retake your written test, or lose your license. Go.
Well, what choice do you have?
None.
But I wonder if it's, you know, maybe like jury duty, you can say, look, I've got a planned vacation in 2 weeks, or I'm leaving tomorrow, you know, whatever the circumstances are, and we all have things that come up, and say, hey, can I delay this so I can continue on with my further plans that I did correctly, and somehow... you're threatening to punish me if I don't complete this in 30 days. So anyway, this is, it goes back to it was Monday where the survey about people 18 to 39, they want government to have more control of many things. Now, of course, the DMV is already there, but this is just another example. Which, by the way, when you come into the government control, the amount of fraud in the government through all the programs and services within the organization, and this is not just fraud from people on the outside, in other words, and there are a lot who make false claims, et cetera, they fill out, they lie on their forms, and there's not enough due diligence by the government to, you know, catch them. Once in a while they do. We know that the current administration is trying to do that. But the estimates of the... Now, this is just health care. This is just health care. It is estimated that the federal government loses close to $521 billion every year to fraud. Every year to fraud. Now, we know that the federal crackdown has been taking place. But how long will that go on? And then if you go into the other side, the insurance fraud steals at least, I'll just round it out, $309 billion a year. Think of all that money. Think about that, all that money. And again, I always go back to it. They want to get more money from us. Government's just too damn big. Just too damn big. All right. Also, something you might want to be aware of. I came across this. This is kind of interesting for those of you in the business and who like this. The United States is being warned that the Chinese criminal organizations, they have and are continuing to infiltrate America's hemp industry. Not a surprise. Again, I've seen it, well, not personally, but I know of it, particularly up in Siskiyou County. Now, remember, this is these tailored efforts to legalize industrial hemp and non-intoxicating cannabis, the products, has evolved into a dangerous an unregulated market for high-potency THC hemp products that are being sold across the country with little or no oversight. Now, these products are frequently marketed as the gummies, candies, beverages, and vapes, often packaged and promoted in ways that appeal to children. Okay. And so the Chinese have done this, not a surprise. And this is according to the National Drug Control. The marijuana trade in the United States is no longer a scattered low-level problem. It's been co-opted and industrialized by sophisticated criminal organizations, particularly those with ties to China. Again, what a surprise.
anybody could have seen this coming if they would have thought about it instead of being selfish for themselves to see what the long-term ramifications. I want my gratification right now. I don't really care what the long-term impact is overall on other people or my community I live in. I just want what I want now. I don't care. That's the way we become. Okay. Now, also, information. There is a bill out. It's Assembly Bill 311. Chris, you may know this. It would let insurance companies use telematics. Have you ever heard of that? Where is he? He's not in the room. I don't know where he went. Anyway, let's see here. It's telematics. And this is technology that would be installed in your vehicle that allows them to transmit information such as location, speed, braking force, swerving, and more when setting rates for drivers who choose to allow themselves to be tracked. Now, California is the only state in the nation that does not allow insurers to use telematics in setting rates. State law requires insurers to prioritize safety record, miles driven, and driving experience as the main factors when they set premiums. The bill would let drivers choose to use the telematics data to establish their driving records in addition to what their Department of Motor Vehicle records show. And this information is collected by smartphone app. And there's other technologies connected to it. Say, so people that want this say the legislation, here we go, makes streets and highways safer by encouraging better driving, while opponents worry about privacy, lack of transparency, and possible bias in insurance pricing. Okay, so there you have that. I don't know how many. I guess if you can get better rates, maybe you would want to do this. I didn't know that other states used it. I had no idea. So, again, it would make streets and highways safer by doing this. So, well, you know what? You might as well sign up for it because down the road when they do the mileage tax, you're going to have something in your vehicle anyway. So just go ahead and do that. So you get the, again, this is you might want to look it up yourselves. It's Assembly Bill 311. Assembly Bill 311. All right, 2385, let's see here. On the text, is it possible the DMV irregularities on the testing relate to potential non-citizens on the voter rolls, like the 17,000 commercial driver's license issued to various immigrants, including some issued to no name? I have no idea, but that may be why they say when the you know, this gentleman that was interviewed said that they couldn't give him an answer of what their irregularities were. Once again, government giving us another reason to trust them. Absolutely. It's continuous. It's continuous. But I thought about that as well on the other names. But the guy that interviewed, it, based on his last name, it looked like he was born and raised. Yes, that I'm being a stereotype because his last name was something like Smith or along those lines. So, yeah, I'm being, I am stereotyping. So I just assumed that he was born and raised in America. Anyway, so that's something. I don't know if anybody got a letter, but that's a lot of people. Once again, how many issues have we had with the DMV in the last few years? And the accountability is almost zil. Almost zil. Again, not a surprise at all. Okay, so you have that going on and a few other things. The one of the things that we had from the other day was regarding the people born in this country and then going back elsewhere. Got a couple more things, and I think Karen may be working on getting another guest on that as well. So, which, by the way, speaking of that, I am in the process of, I got an email yesterday from an old familiar name here. I shouldn't say old. I'll just say a familiar name. A familiar name. He was asking me how things are, et cetera, et cetera. And this has to do with Mr. Al Fonzie. All right? Him and Roberta are doing well and stuff. So Al keeps up on, you know, all the issues and so forth, particularly military because of his background and so forth. So we are trying to figure out a day. I'll have him on with me one of the Mondays on Sound Off to get his take on what he sees, not only from the military standpoint and his experience having served, but also other issues that are going on in around the country. And it's always delightful. So we're trying to figure it out. So that's just kind of a tease here to just let you know what we are, at least what I'm trying to do here down the road. All right. Okay. So we have that. And you get back to the fraud here in the country and the billions of dollars and so forth. And that's not even counting the consumer scams. That was the ones that I gave you were just within the government. And within the government, that's a combination of people working in the government, as you've seen some of these organizations and so forth that are, you know, they call it scamming. Why don't we just call it what it is? It's theft. These people are thieves. But you have the consumer scams from the people, the other type of thief out there that are probably independent from the government who, you know, Chris, and we get these from the, you know, the DA's office and the sheriff's office about scams and so forth. So that's about another $12.5 billion in scams. So how much money are we losing? Are we losing? And so you add that up, it's getting close to, well, not close to, maybe three-quarters of a, well, yeah, it would be getting close to $1 trillion in this the money. Between government, insurance, consumer scams, and obviously the government is the biggest scams. So we've got some work to do. I don't know if we'll be able to do it because who are the coyotes going to have check the coyotes? Doge no longer exists, right? Now we have people within the government, and you know, right now during the Trump administration. Do you think that those, if the, let's just say the political administration changes in the next 2 years in Washington, that would continue? If you remember, you go back to when Obama was elected president, and I forget the exact number that he gave within the, this was just in the Medicare, that there was hundreds of millions of dollars of fraud in Medicare, and he was going to go after it. He did nothing. It was just a promise when you're on the campaign trail, which happens quite a bit. So anyway, that's just a little couple of things there to start this morning here on The Right Choice. KPRL, as we get ready to exit, stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be holding a job fair expo Monday, July 13th, to connect applicants with a variety of impactful classified support positions essential for the coming school year. The expo will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the district boardroom on Niblick Road, July 13th. A vegetation fire broke out in rural San Luis Obispo County, east of Santa Margarita, near the county line, north of the Carrizo Plains. As of 8 p.m. on yesterday, the fire was at 543 acres and 80% containment. No further updates have been given as of this morning. The fire is located north of the Carrizo Plains. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump announcing at the NATO summit this morning that ceasefire talks with Iran are a waste of time. He answered a reporter's question about the memorandum of understanding.
Is the ceasefire done? Is the MOU dead?
It's a very interesting question. To me, I think it's over.
Comes after the Pentagon launched 80 strikes against Iran Tuesday in response to Tehran's attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. New York City officials say they've stabilized a high-rise building in danger of collapse. Buildings Commissioner Ahmed Tighani.
Making it stable and safe for the people who are working inside and the people who are nearby, and then looking to figure out what is the right intervention for long-term stability, and then we can answer other questions.
America's listening to Fox News.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
All righty, we have 12 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Tuesday wrapped up the round of 16 at the World Cup. Number one Argentina came back from down 2-0 late to upend upstart Egypt 3-2 in Atlanta. Lionel Messi, whose first half penalty was stopped, booted the cross that Christian Romero headed in at the 79-minute mark. Then Messi himself knocked in the tying goal, his eighth to lead this year's Golden Boot race, and record 21st World Cup goal all time. Enzo Fernandez then capped the comeback with the winner in stoppage time. Switzerland then got by Colombia on penalties in Vancouver, so after an off day today, the quarterfinals begin tomorrow with France and Morocco in Foxborough. Spain meets Belgium in LA on Friday, then Saturday it's Norway against England in Miami, and Argentina taking on Switzerland in Kansas City. Baseball, Ryan O'Hearn hit 3 home runs and drove in 10 runs as the Pirates torpedoed the Braves 12-4. O'Hearn belted a grand slam in the first inning, a three-run shot in the third, and another three-run dinger in the sixth. Royals overpowered the Mets 16-12. The teams combined for 32 hits. Casey's Tyler Tolbert came into the game with hits in 7 straight at-bats. And he did it 5 more times, tying the record of 12 hits in a row.
This is a truly honor. I wouldn't say it's a me thing. It's one thing to celebrate together as a team, because most importantly, we got the wins.
That record was set in 1902 and had not been done again since 1952. Brewers swept a pair from the Cardinals 4-3 in the day game, 10-2 under the lights thanks to a 7-run seventh. Kyle Schwarber hit his league-leading 31st big fly. Zach Wheeler tied his career high with 14 Ks, and the Phillies defeated the Reds 4-1. 4-1. Rays dropped the Yankees 6-4. Ian Seymour fanned a dozen. Twins topped the Guardians 3-1. Taj Bradley with 10 punchouts. Tarek Skubal struck out 9. Colt Keith went deep. And the Tigers tore up the A's 6-2. Red Sox ripped the White Sox for their fourth straight win to pull themselves out of the AL East cellar. Padres topped the Diamondbacks. All of the scoring in the first inning, including Jake Cronenworth's 3-run tater. Rangers hung up a tie-breaking 5-spot in the 8th to take down the Angels. Rockies got 3 in the 8th to edge the Dodgers, despite Shohei Ohtani hitting his 300th career home run. Wins for the Astros, Cubs, Blue Jays, and Marlins. And at the Wimbledon in the quarterfinals, 7-seed Coco Gauff dropped the first set but rallied to beat fellow American 4-seed Jessica Pegula 3-3. Men's quarters, number 1 and defending champ Jannik Sinner was a straight set winner, while number 7 Novak Djokovic needed 5 sets, 5 hours and 15 minutes to oust 3-seed Canadian Felix Auger-Aliassime. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All righty, we have 10 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
And it's brought to you by Michael's Optical, where they have proudly been serving you since 1979. All right, folks. Yes, indeed. Mid-90s. Lots of sunshine today. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. And looks like 100 degrees for your Thursday. Friday, mid-90s, low 90s on Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, back to 90 on Monday. Tuesday, mid-90s, upper 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 54. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. TascaderoGunShop.com. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I've got one here. This is a lost Australian Shepherd. It was lost in East Templeton, El Pomar Drive, and South El Pomar. Black and tan, with white blaze on her face. Name is Jetta. Jetta. No collar, but Jetta is chipped. 805-441-8648. 805-441-8648. And let's get Jetta home. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. That's that easy. World famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your countywide approved concealed carry training team. Okay, lots of time. 8 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here. Well, let me see. Oh, we just got the email. The dog has been found. Boy, that's...
Well, that's good.
You want results on radio, folks? You can't beat that. I just did it, and the dog was found. Radio works. Okay, that's good to hear. Nobody, everybody wants to get their pets home. All right, so where was I? Trivia. Yeah, did I play trivia yet?
No, you did not. I didn't hear the lion roar.
Okay. All right, well, then we'll do this. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and at the airport, the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. Okay, let's see here. How do I do this one? The person that created it, this... originally called it Esteemed Brain Tonic and Intellectual Beverage. What is it? Esteemed Brain Tonic and Intellectual Beverage. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. What do you think it is? All right. I can't give you, let's see here, by create, all right,
This started out by trying to create an opium-free pain relief medicine. He was addicted to morphine, which started as a result of wounds received fighting the Civil War. Okay? All right, so what do you think this is? The esteemed brain tonic and intellectual beverage. All right, here we go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
That was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yes, Dr. Stitha Pemberton. Yes, indeed, sir. Do you like Coca-Cola?
No.
Oh, okay, you don't like Coke. All right, well. Okay, may I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Enjoy your day and stay cool, Mr. Bob Johnson. All right. All right, so he created a Coca-Cola in 1886, calling it this. And then the results was the very popular French wine cocoa, which was made from Peruvian cocoa, wine, and cola nut. In 1886, Atlanta and Fulton County passed prohibition legislation forcing him to make a non-alcoholic version in which he substituted syrup for the wine and called it Coca-Cola. Pretty ingenious. Now, one of the things, he liked the results so much that he decided to make a fountain drink instead of the medicine. Nearly bankrupt and suffering health issues, Pemberton, he sold the rights to Coca-Cola shortly before his death. He had wanted to retain a share of the ownership to leave to his son, but his son wanted the money instead. Well, he didn't know at the time, but, man, I don't know how much money it was, but it ain't what it is now, that's for sure. So, okay, Chris, what do you think is the most popular soft drink? Globally.
Globally. It's not Coca-Cola?
Well, it is Coke.
Okay.
By a wide margin, it's commanding over 22% of the market share. Now, Pepsi takes the second spot, followed by Red Bull.
Ugh, well, that's considered okay, makes sense it's considered a soft drink, but that's an energy drink, and I'd put those in a separate category.
Well, when I said, I've never had Red Bull, so I don't...
I have.
Is it terrible?
When I first drank it, I didn't think so, but after trying it again years later, absolutely.
Is it just sugar?
I don't know the ingredients.
Well, but what... Okay, comparable, what would it taste like? Would it taste like a Coke? Would it taste like a Pepsi? A Sprite?
Neither. It tastes like neither. It doesn't taste like a Sprite either. This is going to be a weird connection because it reminds me of my first alcoholic beverage I ever tried because that was a mixture between alcohol and an energy drink. So it also ruined energy drinks for me.
So you didn't drink energy drinks and you don't drink alcohol?
Correct.
Well, one out of two ain't bad. Okay. Anyway, so the leading soft drinks in the United States, we're separating globally here, is Coca-Cola. Then, I'm surprised here, Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper, Sprite ranks third. Then Pepsi remains the fourth most popular carbonated option. Diet Coke sits at number five, followed closely by Mountain Dew and Coke Zero. All that. So, and then everybody else falls behind. I do remember I liked... Because I don't drink soft drinks at all. I did like Dr. Pepper. And I did like... did you like root beer?
I love root beer.
Yeah, I...
I'm not too picky about my sodas. I like Dr. Pepper, root beer, Coke, Pepsi. I do have some preferences, but most of them, if a restaurant has it, I'll take it.
All right, what would be your preference?
Well, Coke's the default, and then after that would probably just be an orange soda of some kind, whether it's Fanta or Sunkist.
All right, well, you know what? It's like we were talking about music yesterday. Everybody has their own taste.
Right. Mine's the best and yours isn't.
That's right. Absolutely. And always stay by that because you got to have your opinion is right and everybody else's is wrong.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has scheduled a prescribed burn for today in cooperation with private landowners. The Rinconada prescribed burn will be held near Santa Margarita, weather and air quality conditions permitting. Efforts will target yellow star thistle. Templeton concerts continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Templeton Park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and dance music. Concerts are free to attend. Food and drinks will be available for purchase from approved vendors only. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, the top consumed drinks in the world by volume. Water, tea, coffee, soft drinks, milk, beer, wine, fruit juices, and energy drinks along with coconut water with herbal infusions. Okay. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, and a whole bunch more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.